Next speaker is Forrest Cotton.
Good evening. I'm a resident of Athens Village. Tonight I want to primarily address the supposed need for power in New York and specifically downstate in New York City. Regarding power distribution, why do we need new power lines permanently in upstate New York to solve a supposed temporary problem in New York City that occurs a few days a year when there's a power shortage? Someone at the state level must be looking at the bigger picture. In fact, it's the PSC that should be looking at if we need additional capacity, or if we need additional transmission, or if we are doing or planning to do all we can to reduce consumption. Because if we are truly working towards the governor's energy plan by 2050 or sooner, such a plan should not assume a constant increase in power demand and consumption, but with efficiencies in local generated power, including renewable energy, in fact, we should have a leveling of need. The Public Service Commission should act as the master planner for New York, not simply accepting any and all proposals or combinations of proposals that get thrown at them. You should be considering the combined impact of each part of the overall grid across the state. The generating alternatives, the impact on existing power plant operations, the advent of statewide grid modernization, and the utility scale efficiencies all need to be considered. Current planning assumes none of these. That is short-sighted and wrong. You should also be considering the combined impact on local communities. First, we get power lines and a transfer station, then a power plant and compressor station, now a converter station, more power lines underground and overhead. What's next? Athens will be what Las Vegas is to gambling, as energy companies swarm in to blanket us with other proposals and projects. And when does it stop? Back to the question of need. On April 4th, there was an article in the Times Union regarding the Hudson Transmission Project that runs from New Jersey to New York City and how it can't find customers to buy its power. And as referred to earlier, that's a West Point project. That's a 650 megawatt available power in New York City, unused by New York City, and they sell it to other states. This project needs to be looked at in its context with all other projects and proposals, the Hudson Champlain Line, the CPV power plant in Orange County, the conversion of Dance Cameron from coal to gas, Cricket Valley, Dunkirk, gas-fired plants in consideration of conversion to gas. In addition to the Hudson Line I just mentioned, there is significant energy production existing below this supposed bottleneck that exists here in Athens. I also want to point out that despite what the WPP presenter said earlier, this isn't the first time we've been told one thing, only to have something very different happen. Before the Hudson Line was completed, it was envisioned as a direct plug into a dedicated New Jersey plant that used natural gas. However, the final plant involved collecting power, final plan involved collecting power from several plants in several states, many using coal and oil, some cited in Pennsylvania, a state which has opted out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, a cap and trade pollution reduction program in which New York State participates. But the New York ISO, which monitors and plans energy needs, stated that even without the river line, New York City's power demands will be met through 2020. New York ISO, which manages the supply and reliability of electricity produced and traded among New York merchants, confirmed that there is no existing or anticipated need for additional power supply in New York State during the next 10-year planning cycle through 2020 or beyond. New York State is experiencing a seventh-year decline in power consumption from power plant generation since 2007. In addition, according to the chart, here I've also handed it to Your Honor, from Con Edison in New York City, there are only 10 hours per year, and yes, that's per year, in which New York City nears its load capacity. So while they may need or want a bigger cushion, there is not a deficit or need. New York State should be investing in existing technology to provide energy storage in those areas where power is needed, such as New York City. Energy storage by both the utilities and the consumers. It can be done right now, but there's no investment incentives to do it, no law requiring utilities to do it. Overall, infrastructure such as power plants, compressor stations, and transmission lines should not be built in upstate New York if the supposed power problems exist downstate. It's not a jobs program or a tax benefit. Furthermore, the longer the distribution lines, the more chance for it not to get where it's needed. whether through terrorism, natural or man-made disasters, and the greater the cost, as well as the long-term cost when it comes time to repair or upgrade those lines. On a final note, if you decide to move forward with this ill-conceived project, please require WPP to use the existing rights-of-way as mentioned many times tonight on the side of this line. It's wrong in every way to carve new paths through communities, neighborhoods, nature preserves, etc., only because the company owning the existing lines refuses to cooperate or WPP doesn't want to pay them. There's an existing and direct route to the Hudson River, so because they refuse, we suffer. Well, what if we refuse to? You sitting here before us today have the power to stop this and make it right. Please do so. Thank you.